The second parak starts with Mishnah Aleph in describing to us what is considered one field, a unified field, that you only have to leave one peah, and what, when you have a division in the field, is considered two fields that you have to take peah on each of the sides. Ve'elu mafsikin lapeah, these are the things that if they run up the field, in the middle of the field, for example, they are considered a mechitza, a division in the field, and you have to take peah on each of the two sides of the field separately. Hanachal, if you have a stream running through a field, you have to take peah separately on each of the sides. Vashlulit, if you have an irrigation dish, v'derech hayachid, v'derech harabim, if you have a street of an individual, it's owned by a person, owned by the rabim, or even less than a derech, then if you have a shvil, which is a path, and be it ushvil harabim, ushvil hayachid, whether it's owned by the rabim, which is typically broader, wider, or of yachid, as long as it's used regularly, hakavua b'yamos hacham or b'yamos hagshamim, it's used both in the summer and the winter months, so it's a real path that is used, that would also divide the field into two, v'habor, if you have a fallow strip, you have a strip in the middle that you didn't plant at all, you didn't plow or plant, it's fallow, that would also divide up the field, v'hanir, and even if you plowed a strip, but you didn't plant it, that would also divide up the field, v'zera acher, and different types of species. For example, if you have wheat on one side of the field, and then right next to it, in the same field, you have barley, they would each be chay of separate peah. Continuing, v'hakoter l'shachas, mafsig divi Rabbi Meir. This is a situation that somebody had a unified field. It has the same type of produce that is planted in the field, same type of grain. But what he did was, before that grain or produce or vegetable that's chay, that would be chay bepeah, before it was ripe. So while it was still unripe, he went and he cut down a strip of it that would act as a hefsek between the two sides, according to Rabbi Meir, because it's only when the produce on other sides of where he cut down, when it becomes ripe, it's becoming ripe after that strip already existed. So because he cut down in a strip of unripe produce to use, for example, to give to his animals as fodder, and only thereafter on both sides of that strip did the other grain, produce, whatever was planted there become ripe, that would act as a hefsek. V'chachamim omrim eino mafsig. Chachamim are of the view that because you had planted it all together, simply cutting down one strip of it while it's unripe, that is not sufficient to cause it to be a hefsek, ela inkein charash, unless you additionally plowed it over afterwards. Mishnah Beis, amas hamayim sheino yechola liikatzer ka'achas. If you have an irrigation ditch that is wide enough that you cannot harvest it at the same time, what it's talking about is they have somebody standing on one side of the irrigation ditch. He's standing in one half of the field right next to the irrigation ditch, and he's trying to reach over it and to harvest the other side of it. If it's too wide that he's unable to do that, or there's a different explanation that he's standing in the middle of the irrigation ditch and he's trying to harvest on both sides of the irrigation ditch at the same time, he's unable to do it, it's too wide. In that situation, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mafsekes, that is wide enough that it is a hefsek, it's a mechitz in that field, and you have to take payah separately on each of the sides. If you have a hill in the middle of your field, it goes a strip, for example, across your field, and it's too steep that you're only able to harvest, you're only able to hoe it when you used hand tools. Even though you would not be able to have oxen dragging a plow through it because it's too steep for that, but as long as you can hoe it with hand tools, who knows, and pay la kol, it is considered one unified field, and you don't have to give pay on each side separately, because you are indeed able to use that place where the har is, where that incline is, because you can use hand tools there. Mishnah Gimel, HaKol Mafsik Lizorim, everything that we mentioned, Mishnah Af and Aleph and Mishnah Bet, those are what are going to divide up when it comes to planting Zorim, produce, grains in the field. The Eino Mafsik Le'ilan Elagada, when it comes to having a hefsek between trees, it's a very different playing field. Only a real wall acts as a gedder, acts as a mechitza that obligates taking peah on each of the sides. But everything we listed before would not act as a hefsek, and you would only have to leave one peah when we're talking about trees. Vimhaya se'ar kotesh, despite the fact that we have a wall, we are actually going to ignore that wall if the branches of the trees are such that they are not only touching, but they are intertwined. We ignore the wall. That wall ain't mafsik. It does not act as a barrier. Ela nosen peah lakol. You're going to give only one peah for the entire orchard of trees because the branches are touching over that wall. Mishnah Dalet brings an exception to the rule that even if we have a wall and even if the branches are not touching, still there are going to be types of trees that we're going to aggregate together and consider it to be one field and only chayev with one peah. Ulecharuvim, when we have carob trees, kol haroin zetza, the concept is as long as somebody standing at one carob tree can see a different carob tree, even if there are many walls in the way, even if it's very far away and the branches aren't touching at all, it doesn't matter. We aggregate it together and that's considered one field. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Nohagim hayu beis abu, we were noigin in my father's house, nosni peah achas lezeisim. Now he's talking about zeisim, olive trees. We would give one peah for the olive trees, shayulahem bechol ruach, that were in the entire same direction. In other words, the Bartanur explains that when it comes to zeisim, you would divide up your city into quadrants, north, south, east, and west. All the olive trees in each of those directions would be aggregated together and would be chayev only one peah in each of the directions. V'lecharuvim, and when it came to a carob tree, he agreed with the Tanakama, kol haroin zetzeh, as long as you can see from one carob tree to another, they would be aggregated together, only chayev one peah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok, Omer Mishmo, he said in the name of Rabbi Gamliel, differently, when it comes to carob trees, we're even more lenient to aggregate it together. Af lecharuvim, even when it comes to carob trees, ayu lehem b'chol ha'ir, as long as they're in the entire city together, we aggregate all carob trees together in the city, and it's only chai of one peah. Mishnah Hey, Hazorea es sadeu min echad. If somebody planted in his field the same type of produce, for example, wheat, in the entire field, afal pishu oseu shte granos, even though he harvests it at two stages, despite that, no sin peah echas, you would give only one peah for that field. That is the simple case. Now we're going to get a little bit more complicated. The second case, virzara shneigminim. If you had the one field, but you planted in it two different species, for example, you planted wheat and barley. Afal pisha asan goran achas, even if you harvested everything at the same time, no stain shtei peos, you have to give on each of the two minim, the two different species, you have to give a separate peah. Then now we have a third case, which is a blend of the two. It's the same species, it's the same, for example, type of grain, but two varieties of that grain. So the example is going to be we plant wheat in the same field, but two varieties of wheat. Hazorea sadeu shnei minei chitim, somebody who plants in the same field two types of wheat. Asaan goran achas, if he goes and he harvests it all at the same time, no sen peah achas, then he would give only one peah, even though it's two varieties of wheat, one peah. However, if he harvested shtei granos, if he harvested in two stages, for example, he wheat one, dark wheat and light wheat, he harvests them at separate times and phases, no sen shtei peos, he would have to give peah on each one of them. And now we're going to prove that that is actually a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, mishnava, maase shezara, Rabbi Shima, isha mitzvah, lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. There was a time that Rabbi Shima, isha mitzvah, planted the field just like this. It was wheat, but two varieties of wheat. And he came to ask Rabbi Gamliel, what's the halacha? Do I give one peah or two peahs? Ve'alu lelishkas hasgazis v'shalu. And they went to the Sanhedrin Agadol and they asked the Shaila. Amar Nachum Avlavlar, Rav Nachman Avlavlar answered, Mekubal ani merebi miyasha. I have a Kabbalah from Rebbe Miyasha, Shekibel Me'aba, that had the Kabbalah from your father, from my father, Shekibel Minazugari, a Kabbalah of the Zugos doing Bayis Sheni, that governed Klal Yisrael after the Anshei Knesset Gdola, Shekiblu Mina Nevim, they received the Nevuah from the Nevim, who stopped, their Nevuah stopped at the beginning of Bayis Sheni, Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, and it goes all the way back through the Kabbalah, through the Masorah, all the way up to Halacha L'moshe M'sinai, B'zorea et Sadeo Shnei Minei Chitim, that somebody who plants his field, two types of wheat, so it's wheat, but two varieties, Imasan Goran Achas, Nosen Be'achas, if you harvest it at one time, then you give one peah. However, shtei granos, if you harvest the two varieties at two different times and phases, no sen shtei peos, you would give two different peos. We see there that it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, Mishnah Zayin. Ksandeh shekasarua goyim, ksarua listim. If we have a field, and it wasn't me, it wasn't the Jewish owner that harvested it, as it says in the pasuk, uve kutz rechem, when you harvest the field, you have to leave peah, but rather the non-Jews came in against my will. They weren't my employees. They weren't the Jews' employees, and they came in, and they did the ksira for themselves, ksarua listim, bandits, robbers came, and they looted the field, and they harvested everything. Kirsamua Nemalim, or we had an ant inundation, and they came and they ate away at all the bottoms of the stalks, and they did the harvesting. Everything is now detached. Shvaratar haruach obehemor, it was the ruach that came and broke everything off, or an animal came and ate it at the bottom, and now everything has been harvested. But it wasn't the Jew that did the harvesting. The owner didn't do the harvesting. It wasn't as his will. He didn't desire it at all. In these situations, ptura, it is potter for the mitzvah sapeah, because this is not considered ube kutrechem. This is not your ketzira harvesting, but somebody else out of your desire. Katzar chetzia, if the Jew did half of the harvesting of the field, v'katzru listim chetzia, and bandits, robbers, or the other examples that we had, the non-Jews, the behema, the ruach, or something else did the second half, ptura, the Jewish owner, is potter from peah. Why? Shechovas hapeah bekama, because the obligation is on the entire field, and because the Jew harvested the first half, the second half, it was what was obligated for peah, and he didn't do the harvesting on that. It was something that did it out of his will and desire, so there's no longer an obligation to do peah. Mishnah Ches has the reverse. Reverse order, ksaru alistim chetzia, if it's now the first half was done by the robbers, or the ruach, or the ants, or the animals, whatever, v'katzar hu chetzia, and then the owner did the second half thereafter, no sin peah, he has to give peah from his half, mimasha katzar, but he only has to give 1/60th, from what he actually cut off when he harvested, not from the first half that he didn't harvest. And now we're going to continue the Mishnah with another two examples of when we had one aggregated field, the same species was planted in the field, but the harvesting was done in two halves, two types of halves, two different types of harvesting. So the first one goes like this, katzar chetzia umachar chetzia, the owner did the harvesting on half of it, and then he sold the second half of the field along with the grain that was still growing, that was still attached. Halokeach nosein peah lakol. In this situation, there's one field, and the obligation to do the peah was on the second half of it. So the purchaser of the second half, when he purchased it, he knew that he would have to do the peah on the entire field, because the obligation is only on the second half of it. So we stated before, accordingly, he has the obligation to give a 60th, not only on his half of the field, but he has an obligation to give a 60th for the original half of the field as well, because his price was adjusted accordingly with the knowledge that he'd have to get peah for the entire field. And similarly, katzar chetzia v'hiktish chetzia, somebody comes, he did harvest first the first half of his field, and then he was makdi to the base of mikdash the second half of it. Hapod is somebody who redeems that second half from the base of mikdash, and he's going to go and he harvested there afterwards. So he's hapod miyara gizbar. He's redeemed it from the administrator, the official of the base of mikdash, and now he goes and he harvests the second half, same as before. Who knows and pay al akol? He is the one who is obligated to give the payah for the entire field, because the obligation resided with the second half of the field. He has the second half of the field. He knew how he'd have to give payah for the entire thing. His price was accordingly adjusted down, reflecting that he's paying for the value of the field, including the produce that's growing, with the knowledge that he'd have to deduct also pay a 60th, not only for the half that he was harvesting, but the first half as well.